podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This podcast is brought to you in part by our friends at Charlie Hustle Clothing Company. Charlie Hustle is a vintage-inspired clothing company based out of Kansas City that specializes in collegiate and hometown apparel. Charlie Hustle wants you to be the best-dressed fan this season, so be sure to check out their wide selection of officially licensed collegiate apparel today and show off your school spirit all season long. With over 30 schools to choose from, they've got you covered with all your collegiate apparel needs. Shop today at www.charliehustle.com. Charlie Hustle, vintage made fresh. This podcast is brought to you in part by Modern Appalachian Kitchen, a small, local Morgantown business is giving WVU fans and Morgantown something to talk about. This local candy kitchen is home to the marshmallow couch. That's right. Now you can relive the infamous WVU winning celebration with a couch that you can eat instead of catching on fire in the middle of the street. Order your marshmallow couch and other sweet treats at modernappalachiankitchen.com. We are part of the 1012 Patreon. Please be a part of our 1012 Patreon where you can get behind the scenes information, show participation, and other things. It is www.patreon.com/1012network. Thanks everyone for listening and supporting the Raspy Voice Kids. All right, it's time now to talk about the game. We did Why We Hate. You're going to hear that at the end of the show. It's your boy, Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix. I'm in the building in the booth.
We are back and better than ever. We are the Raspy Voice Kids. You are now tuned into the Raspy Voice Kids podcast. We talked about TCU last week. We had a bye week. We got a little bit discombobulated on our schedule, so you did not get an extra show, but here we are to give you what we got. And what we got is a preview of Houston. Jeremy, what do you know about the Houston Cougars, the Fighting Dana Holgersons, and what they present as a problem for the Mountaineers?
I don't know about what they present as a problem. I'll say what's going to be a problem for them, their defense. In multiple games, they've given up big passing yards to opposing teams. We don't throw the rock around like that. But I'm just saying their defense is porous because they gave up a lot of passing yards. I mean, they gave up 400 passing yards to JT Daniels, a quarterback last year, 300 yards to TCU in the air. But if you flip the script and you look at their running game, their running defense isn't any better, Brandon. They gave up 230 plus yards to TCU and Texas Tech. What are we going to do with them, Brandon? We're going to own them on the ground. Now, you may look at Rice and say, oh, they only gave up 70 yards to Rice. But yeah, Rice had three rushing touchdowns. They couldn't stop a nosebleed. So what do you think a team that's in the top 10 for possessing the ball, who's great at running the ball, is going to do to Houston? We're going to possess the ball and see if they can stop the run. Not only did they give up 230 yards to Big 12 teams in TCU and Texas Tech, they gave up 200 yards rushing to the University of Texas San Antonio, UTSA, the Roadrunners. So I think Houston's in trouble. There's not a lot of games on the schedule that I've looked at and said, hey, look, it's a definite win. I look at this game and I say, this is a definite win. And before the year, I said we needed to win two games, Pitt,
yep,
and against Dana. And this is one of the two. And I don't care about the excuses. Don't give me no excuses. We better not lose to the Fighting Dana Holgersons.
I saw the 1012 Network. Shout to Philip in the 1012 Network. Phil Slavin in the 1012 Network. I saw that they had out that West Virginia was a 2-point favorite in this game. I saw that ESPN had us as a 3.5-point favorite in this game. I saw the money moving that we are now a 4-point favorite, according to some books, in this game. And, of course, it's going to be changing. So by the time that you hear this after we're done recording, it could have changed. Jeremy, I don't care about FPI. I don't care about Vegas odds. I don't care about logic or what you've seen with your eyes or what happens in this game. All I care about is at the end, West Virginia wins. I know that good teams win. I believe that great teams cover. All I am interested in is wins and losses. And like you keep saying, there are no grades. It's pass or fail. And Neil Brown has one thing on his agenda: beat the man that he replaced. Beat the man that Shane Lyons banked on him being better than. That is Dana Holgorsen in Houston on Thursday night. That's all there is. That's all this is about. Win this game. And if I may say, do it for Dale Wolfley. R.I.P. Dale Wolfley.
Amen. Do it for Dale Wolfley, man. Do it for the whole state of West Virginia. Like I said, Holgorsen, we all know this, had a lot of stuff to say when he left West Virginia. He talked about leaving West Virginia was an easy decision. Then he said, you have to have something you can recruit to. And then he's talking about Houston. He said, you have an opportunity to be great here. Yeah, but you don't.
Yes, son. Because he had the opportunity, but the dude almost said something different, but the dude didn't do it.
Yep, because he's Dana and he's arrogant and he thinks he's better than the establishment and he can do it his way.
In his way, he's lazy. He's lazy as the day is long. The dude don't like to recruit. And what the other thing I'll say is he did our dude Tyrone Carrier dirty. Okay. Other people, I should have put this in the why we hate. I'm mad at myself for not putting this in why we hate, but he did our dude Tyrone Carrier dirty. Not saying Tyrone Carrier is perfect, but he's a good dude. And he's a good receiver coach, period. And Dana did him dirty. Dana was hating on him when he was at West Virginia. And it went even further at Houston. And this is what you get, man. Karma.
Hey, who's
me?
I'm
the problem. It's me.
Oh, Swifty up in here. Okay, I see you, Travis Kelce. Okay.
Yeah, Travis Kelce put her on the map, son.
You know, didn't nobody even know Taylor Swift until Travis Kelce came through.
No,
real talk.
Put on T-Swizzle.
Real talk. Who was the dude? Who was the dude that he did real dirty? Reggie. King Reggie. Roberson.
Reggie Roberson.
He transferred from West Virginia, went back to SMU. Not going to get into the whole story, but all you need to know is it was Holgorsen's fault. That's the reason why he transferred out.
Left West Virginia for SMU because of Dana. Period. We will not give you the details like Jeremy just said, but the facts are the facts. Dana, that was his problem.
We got to win this, Brandon. No ifs, ands, or buts. And the truth is, like, you could, you know, another conference win. You got a team coming in and we're playing them for the first time. And I don't know if we've ever played them, actually. I don't know the history. I don't think we've ever played Houston in football.
We haven't.
But the point is, it's not about all that. This whole Thursday night comes down to one phrase. Sorry, I'm about to steal it from somebody. One phrase. It's personal. Okay. They made it personal. Dana made it personal. So this game on Thursday night, it's personal. And I hope every West Virginia boy on that team and all their compadres and people who are down the ride realize that. That's what it is. It's personal. Darnell Wright said it best. Holgorsen, you can't recruit West Virginia. And Darnell Wright said, but you at least got to try. We could be, right now, people could be talking about us as the next tight end you. We've seen Trevellyn Westco doing his thing in the NFL. Britton Strange should have been a Mountaineer. But Dana didn't do as much as he could have done to get him in there at West Virginia at tight end. I'm just saying, this game is personal.
And we're not even going to bring up what happened when I went to Dana's house. We're just going to leave that. Maybe for Patreon. Maybe I'll add that to the 1012 Network Patreon. If you're not a part of 1012 Network's Patreon, get right now. Go be a part of 1012 Network's Patreon. I got some stories I could tell. Like Biggie.
You know, it's all good, but it's an exciting week. I think it's great when you can always kick off the week a little bit early Thursday night. Fortunately, I'm off. And this is one of them games that for the rest of the country, maybe they don't care as much about, but I promise you the whole state of West Virginia will be watching, as we always do. But this was extra special. This one, and the reason, Brandon, why it's so extra special is I would love that this game was in Morgantown.
Oh,
but I fear
it should have been.
I fear that we're never going to see Dana return to Morgantown to play
days, again. Days, as they say, days are numbered.
Because I don't know if he's surviving this year. But hopefully he does. And I want him to, because I want to see him in Morgantown. So
on the opposing sideline, that would be crazy. It's interesting. You were talking about what we're going to do to them. Like, you know, it makes sense that we try to run the ball because it's what we've been doing all season long, but also because they don't do well against the run.
And because that's all we can do, but
go ahead. Because it's all we can do. Right. But
you like add, we have an option. Is that like we have an option? That,
you add to our defense, we lost Trey Lathan. You add to our defense, we may not be able to have, what's his name? Got hurt. They took him out on the cart.
Oh, yeah, him.
I'm blanking on him. It's killing me right now. But anyway, we're down two starters on defense, possibly. We'll see exactly who plays. Ben Cutter has been elevated to take Trey Lathan's spot. But I would imagine that he's going to split some time with other players in that position because Ben Cutter is just a true freshman. Ben Cutter's a dog, though. Ben Cutter is a straight-up dog. And he's been playing well through the season. Hopefully, he can handle a position that he's been elevated to because Trey Lathan has been playing lights out. So I hope that does not impact our defense as much as I feel like it could. Because our defense, under Jordan Leslie, has been amazing this year, highlighting what could be a very special football team. We'll have to wait and see.
Brandon, we're right there on the cusp. All right, we're 4-1. We got two big games, Houston and Oklahoma State.
Why are those games big, Jeremy? Houston is big, but Oklahoma State is not big.
I know that they pulled off a big-time win.
Yes.
Last week. But I feel like we can win both of them. And I don't want to get ahead of myself.
But you're about to.
But unfortunately, as Mountaineer fans, this is what we do. The team needs to stay focused. I can look ahead. It's just tough because... once again, the Big 12 Conference runs through Norman. Yeah, and we go there. And we beat them last year. And I don't really, like I said, I won't get too far ahead of myself, but if we win these next two games, we're sitting in a great seat. And the thing that stands between us and maybe a Big 12 championship is the same thing that stands between every team in the Big 12 and a Big 12 championship. The Oklahoma Sooners, which, by the way, Nate reminds me, I feel like you owe Brent Venables a huge
No, I do not. He's 5-0. Shout out to him. Congratulations, Brent Venables. Everybody who's an Oklahoma Sooner fan who signed up for the Sooners to be 5-0, raise your hand. Oh, that's right. You want more. To beat Texas is checkbox one. Win the conference, checkbox two. College football playoff, checkbox three. He's done one of those three things. One out of three is 33%.
Everybody wanted to talk about how he's trash. And don't get me wrong, I'll blame this on you. You wrote me in to believe in this reason why. No. Don't try to backtrack now. There's a reason why people who are lifelong coordinators aren't head coaches. I don't think anybody's ever been given less of an opportunity. The moment he failed. Not failed, but looked a little.
He's failed in the first couple years,
and now look at him. He is 5-0. Look, and they're not just 5-0 like beat weak teams. They've been beating the brains out of people. Then they come and beat Texas. Texas beat Alabama. I'm telling you, give the man his flowers because a couple years.
I ain't giving nothing. Get his
system in there.
I ain't giving nothing till I got to. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah, well, you gave a lot when you didn't have to before. Okay.
I don't believe in Brent Venables, and I also don't believe in Dylan Gabriel, even though I will give them props for an important win in a rivalry game. But Texas is known for choking, and what did they do against Oklahoma? They choked.
But what happened against every other team they played this year? They haven't just beat them.
They played besides Texas is Cincinnati.
They made them look like who's. That's exactly right.
Jeremy,
they made everybody look like who's. Then they get national TV against their rival, and they come through. What are we talking about?
I didn't know you was a Boomer Sooner fan. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, I'm just real. You know, I'm not a hater.
5-0 halfway through the season, and not even halfway. We're not even halfway through the season. You're already giving them flowers. Let's see. They still got to see us.
I am seeing, and they still have to see us.
They didn't even go to a bowl game last year.
That's right. Did they go to a bowl game this year?
All right, then.
If that's the measuring stick for Oklahoma, then fine.
I don't know. It was your measuring stick when you talk about how badly he stunk, and that's the reason why coordinators stay coordinators, not head coaches.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see.
And let me tell you something,
Jeremy. If they don't beat us, if we beat them, if we beat them 2 years in a row, then I will stick by my guns, Brandon, because there's no reason Brandon, we should beat
did
Oklahoma.
Did you just say if we beat them?
Yes.
There's some things in life that you never have to worry about. And this year...
Jeremy,
it ain't over.
Neil Brown 2 years ago almost beat them in Norman.
Oh, now we're hopping on the Neil Brown
track. No. That's my point. 2 years ago in Norman, Neil Brown almost beat Oklahoma.
2 years ago in Norman, what year of coaching was that for Brent Venables with Oklahoma?
All I'm saying.
Oh, his first year? No, and the second year, and now we're in the third year, and we say the third year is where you make
that
the
was
jump.
It was actually that was Lincoln Riley. This is his second year.
All right, I don't know who Lincoln Riley is. I know who Tebow is, but
Tebow.
And please, yeah. by the way, can we all just know who USC is? Okay.
No, I do not, because I remember 2000 Ohio State every week feeling this way about Ohio State, and then the next thing I knew, they were national champions. In the 2001 Fiesta Bowl against Miami, the juggernaut.
We're talking about, look, I don't know whose defense is better, Houston's or USC's.
But whose offense is better?
It's a toss-up, okay?
Between toss-up. Who? Between USC and who?
Houston, okay?
Yeah. Anyway, we are way off subject.
Now, I was just transitioning into the college football landscape. I feel like you didn't have a whole lot more to talk about Houston. So I was transitioning into the college football.
You're right. I had nothing else. Let's go college football.
I haven't even looked. Let's see. Hold on. Let me pull my ESPN app.
Let's look at the schedule, because the schedule's not great. There's like two games. I'll get there when you're ready. Or do you want me to start?
Nah, go. You start.
The only game that I see that really, really looks like anything is Oregon and Washington. Michael Penix versus Bo Nix. That could be a game. That should be a game. 3:30 on Saturday.
Well, the first thing is our week starts early, obviously, because we have a game on Thursday. But Brandon, there's games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Do you know that?
Jeremy, there's games every day starting last Tuesday. For 49 days.
Oh, I didn't know that. All I know is I'm looking now. I'm like, oh, snap, there's games. Appalachian State, Coastal Carolina. That's tomorrow. Well,
shout to Coach Trickett at Coastal Carolina.
We're recording on Monday. This is not going to come out till what? Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday?
No, come out tomorrow. It's going to come out Tuesday.
Okay, so Tuesday night, you'll see Appalachian State, Coastal Carolina. Then us, we have the game on Thursday against Houston. Friday, Brandon, I don't care what nobody says. You guys can lie if you want to. If I said right now, what team have you watched? All right, West Virginia, you've watched the most. But outside the team that you normally root for, what other team in the country have you watched the most football with this year?
Prime time.
And prime time plays Friday at 10 o'clock. You guys are liars. First of all, I know you're going to say, yeah, because he's always on. Yeah, he is always on, and you're always watching. That's why. Okay? So that is Friday night, Colorado Stanford. Colorado's 4-2, need to go to the 5-2, keep this thing going. Coming to Saturday, not a whole lot on the docket, my friend. I'll be honest with you.
I gave you one, but there's another one that I'm looking at right now.
All right, which one did you give me again? I wasn't really paying attention.
I gave you Bo Nix at Oregon versus
Michael Penix
in Washington.
And by the way, the reason why I think this is so huge, I think the winner of this is going to play in the CFP. Washington is for real. I don't feel as strongly about Oregon, but they could put together a good game. But I think Washington's for real. I think Washington is going to the CFP. The other game.
There's another game. There's a couple other games, actually.
There's a couple. I'll take a lesser one. Tennessee and Texas A&M, 4-1 versus 4-2. I don't know how spectacular that is to most people. I always just look to see how mad Texas A&M could get at Jimbo. So that's the reason I always pay attention.
I'm looking at the classic USC versus Notre Dame at 7:30, son.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's overrated. There's no question about that.
USC's overrated as well.
USC is overrated as well. I think USC's offense is enough to overcome whatever Notre Dame's doing on defense. Then you've got the U. Jeremy, did you see how the U lost Saturday?
Brandon, that's a classic trap game. That's what it was.
Did you see how they lost?
No, I didn't.
Jeremy, I get to tell you this live on the podcast.
Third down.
There's like 40 seconds left in the game. All they had to do was kneel and the game is over. They run the ball. Their running back fumbles. Georgia Tech recovers.
Yeah, I saw the coach.
Georgia Tech had no timeouts left.
I knew that was going to happen because there's certain teams that kind of pull for sometimes.
Yeah, your mistake.
And things were going too well, and I should have known that was going to happen to Georgia Tech of all teams.
Yes. Georgia Tech threw the ball for a touchdown.
It's ridiculous. And the thing is, too, Miami's coach, I saw him say, I should have stepped in and, you know, overruled and called a different play. I hate comments like that. You are taking no responsibility. You're making it very clear somebody else made that call.
Yes.
No, you and the running back need fire.
Yeah, instantly.
I'm serious.
And not even the running back. Not even the running back because honestly, the running back got put in a terrible position.
No. You hold the ball with your elbows, knees, and thighs. Well, are you serious? I'm serious. Coming back. Just like after the game, everybody's, you know, hugging each other, feeling sorry for each other. Keep your head up. I say, excuse me, can I talk to you real quick? You're no longer on scholarship. Tell your mama that. And I appreciate her inboxing me. So, all right.
You know, another game, ACC, Miami, who we're talking about versus the Tar Heels. Jeremy, how great would it be if the Miami bounces back and beats the Tar Heels in that game?
I hope, because North Carolina is starting to scare me because I don't want any team coming out of the ACC and making it to the CFP. North Carolina keeps passing tests. They keep looking good passing their tests too. So,
but they're not going to be Florida State, and Florida State has a chance to make the CFP. So get ready.
Florida State is garbage. Okay, I'm sorry. I know they beat LSU, but I've been watching them. They keep
LSU is garbage.
Yeah, everybody's garbage, but my team and my conference. That's how it goes, right? That's how it usually goes.
I'm honest. The Big 12 is hot trash.
Absolutely.
I just hope West Virginia can exploit the hot trash in this.
Yeah, man. Take advantage of it. I don't care. You can call us Pitt from the ACC a couple years ago when they won. I'm not doing that, but I've heard other people in this household of one who've said just win, rack them up,
pile up the W's,
right?
And then of course you got the Bruins, who just beat Washington State after Washington State was talking all that trash about West Virginia and who's more relevant. Shout to Big Game Boomer, even though he was wrong in his poll.
Brandon, and
you got the Beavers of Oregon State.
No, Washington State. Name two players who've ever played. I'm saying two because I know you got one, but name two players who've ever played for Washington State in the history of life.
Ryan Leaf.
There you go. And his ego. That's it. That's worth two players.
Now, you're not going to talk about my dog, Ryan Leaf, because I met Ryan Leaf in Charleston, West Virginia at the airport, and that dude was cool. I mean, he was great.
Did he say, knock it off?
No, he was great. He was great to me and Em Titta. All right. I'm serious. He was great.
I know.
No ego. No, do you know who I am? No, none of that. He was great.
Brandon, do you know where he is? I mean, you know how humbled he's been.
Jeremy. Years. Those people are the worst usually.
I don't know. When you get humbled on the level he got humbled, I don't know. But then again, I feel like Brandon, I'm just thinking, all right, so you met Ryan Leaf. Maybe I'm judging the book by his cover, but how do you feel like it would be if you ever met Jamarcus Russell? You think he would have that slice of humble pie?
He would have that lean. That's what he would have, dog. Might be a good time, but not for me. For maybe somebody else.
How would it be if you met Terrell Pryor?
He would probably also have that lean, dog. but not for me. Somebody else. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Being honest. If we're being honest.
Right? Okay. I'm just saying. Just saying. Because who would have thought Scott Frost would have been the guy he was? Now, granted,
Scott Frost wasn't rude. He just declined to take the picture. Take the picture, man. Maybe your life would have turned out differently, Scotty.
Brandon, do you know who else's life would have turned out different had they did what they were supposed to do? Tanner Holgorsen. If he'd have came on our show one time.
Just one time. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad at the Scott and Holman podcast. You guys did your thing. Glad you guys got Dana on. Yeah. But unfortunately for the Scott and Holman podcast, it was in the wrong year because Dana's going to get fired.
Yep. You ready to go to the NFL?
Let's go to the NFL. Week 6 of 18. Jeremy, any games jump out to you?
Well, I haven't made it there yet, so.
Come on, son.
Week 6. I forgot to look. All right. Ooh, Thursday night, the same time that our game is on, West Virginia against Houston. I mean, I'm gonna have a split screen. The Chiefs play the Broncos.
I thought for sure I was waiting. I didn't even say it. I was waiting for you to say the Swifties play the Broncos, but you said the Chiefs.
I can't do that. I mean, and the worst thing about this is how, and I understand that shows you the power of Taylor Swift, but it's not like she's performing. It's not like she did something crazy. Brandon, she just showed up to a game. How many people have you seen at NBA games on the sidelines? And I mean, they show them, but that just shows you the power of Taylor Swift. She's killing it.
Well, you've got the Bucks and the Lions. First in the NFC South, first in the NFC North, Sunday at 4:25. That could be a game. Baker Mayfield, he's not been spectacular, but he's also not been bad. He's been doing his thing. That could be a game. The brand new Lions versus the Bucks.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm also looking to see the Bengals against Seahawks. Obviously, we're Mountaineer fans, so we also always have to pay attention to Geno
Smith. I had tickets to that game. I could have gone to that game, but my kids aren't going to be home, I thought. But it turns out they will be home, and now I could have gone, but things didn't work out, so we didn't get our tickets. So I could have gone to see Geno in Cincinnati.
And Ja'Marr Chase lit it up last week. He could play and wanted traded. 3 touchdowns, 180 some yards receiving. He really killed it. As a matter of fact, I could kick myself because it's my laziness. Because I thought about it last week, trading for him in fantasy sports since he's had such a bad year up to this point. This is where you buy somebody's stock that's a little lower than it would have been. I could have got him. Now there's no chance. So, hey, shout out to Ja'Marr Chase. But they're 2-3. So this is a big game for them. If they can win, they can get back to 3-3. If they lose, I'm not saying they're buried, but they're 2-4. And
they are not buried. They are not buried. The top of that division is 3-2. They are not buried.
Who else we got? I mean, there's nothing.
There's nothing else notable.
Nope.
Now, the thing I will say is the NFL, you never know. Every game can be amazing. You have no idea what's going to be a barn burner. You have no idea what's going to be a one possession game.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
So everybody's talking about Mike Tomlin, how he needs fired and it may be changing. Do you know Mike Tomlin is one game behind bleeding for the AFC best record?
Of all time?
No, he's 3-2.
You mean this year? This year,
and they're one game behind the Chiefs, who only have one loss. Seriously, they're having a terrible year. Terrible offensive team, but they're 3-2, Brandon. They're 3-2. You know who's not 3-2? The Patriots. When we go start talking about Belichick needs to go, because they got blasted 2 games in a row, losing by 30. They lost 34-0 to the Saints. To the Saints.
Yeah.
This is getting bad, Belichick. I was trying to have you back. When it came to Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, I was like, Bill Belichick, you know, it's
and one. What did I say?
No, you were on to Tom Brady, but I do feel like I know he won the Super Bowl very early, but it wasn't enough time when you know your team's like restarting. Now it's been enough time now, Brad.
It's been enough time.
And the Patriots are, I'm telling you, they should be in the Big 12. They're hot garbage. Hot garbage.
They are. They're bad. That's all I got, Jay. What you got? Anything else?
No, that's it. Hey, keep an eye open. WNBA championship is coming around. Them Aces, them Liberty, I'm telling you. Stewie, I see you. Inescu, bring one back from New York City, son.
Son?
Yeah, no, they know who I'm talking to.
All right, well, that's the Rasmus Boys Kids for this week. Please rate, review, subscribe, whatever else you're supposed to do, do it. We are grateful, very thankful. We love y'all. Please love us because we love you.
Rack me, boys!
Hey there, folks. This is Justin Hiles of the Viva La Cats podcast, which is now proudly presented by the Big 12's premier podcasting group, the 1012 Network. My co-host Steve and I cover all the ins and outs of Cincinnati football and basketball, for better or for worse. We release a new episode every single week, sometimes with guests, sometimes it's just the two of us kicking back talking Bearcats. So, if you like raw emotion and heavy recency bias, we are definitely victims of that. It clouds our conscience, and it should cloud yours too. We also have an every once in a while Twitter Spaces post-game review on our page at Viva La Cats Pod on Twitter, where we invite all of our friends and enemies to discuss everything that we just witnessed minutes prior. If you like your podcast with a laid-back environment, way too serious about stupid ideas, the deepest of stat pools, or just straight-up white noise, then you've come to your one-stop shop for everything Bearcats. Viva La Cats.
Off the bye week, 4-1, and lo and behold, look who we got.
Yeah.
The Fighting Dana Holgersons. This is another rendition of Why We Hate. This week it's Houston. Now I would say Houston, but really, Brandon, this should be called Why We Hate Dana. And this is exclusive. We've only done this for one other person where we narrowed it down to one person. Do you remember who it was?
No, I don't even remember.
Baker Mayfield. We didn't say why we hate Oklahoma. We rode on Baker. Well, we had that same passion for Dana Holgerson. This is Jeremy J.N. Phoenix of the Raspy Voice Kids, and I'm here with my brother,
Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I also hate Dana in Houston.
So when we talk about Houston, there's not a whole lot that I actually hate about Houston because there's not a whole lot that I know about Houston because nobody knows a lot about Houston. Are you talking about the Astros? Are you talking about the Rockets? Yao Ming back in the day, Stevie franchise? Are we talking, who are we talking about? Oh, the Houston Cougars? Yeah, don't nobody know a whole lot about them. You know, what was it, Five Slamma Jamma? Okay, that was four centuries ago. Them boys were off the chain. I'm not hating against them. Them boys were off the chain. But who knows anything about Houston? I know that every time you play a Power 5 school, excuse me, every time you play in the Big 12, you get whipped. You had an okay schedule. I think you won one or two games. But anytime you play the Big 12, and that's where you wanted to be, you wanted to be here in the Big 12, TCU dominated you. Texas Tech dominated you with your Texas players. That's right, a shout out Houston. Who said we couldn't win? He said he couldn't win the Big 12 with West Virginia players. Well, listen here. West Virginia homegrown players are 4-1 in the Big 12 and beat both those teams who just whipped you. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You gave up 400 yards passing to Rice? JT Daniels? West Virginia's old quarterback? You gave up 300 yards in the air to TCU. Now, that would be embarrassing if we didn't look at how many yards you gave up to these teams rushing. TCU and Texas Tech both went over 230 yards rushing against you. That's embarrassing. That's ridiculous. Oh, wait a minute. You also gave up 200 yards rushing to UTSA. Do you deserve to be in this conference? Are you really a big boy? The answer is no.
No.
It's very clear. Not at all. But like I said, this is not about why I hate Houston. This is about why I hate Dana. Before I get into Dana, just one more thing that just blows my mind. Your stadium holds 40,000 people. Brandon, do you know how embarrassing it is for your stadium? A stadium that's situated in Houston, located in Houston, to only hold 40,000. You have 2.28 million people in your entire city.
Are they the fourth largest?
Yeah, West Virginia has 1.8 million in the entire state, and we bring in 65,000 regularly. You have a 40,000 seat stadium, and you have 2.28 million in your city. There's 29 million people in the state of Texas, and you got 40,000 people coming to your games if you max out. Once again, that's because nobody cares about Houston, and this is why we hate Houston. And more importantly, why we hate Dana. I can't stand Dana. not because of the thing. There's a lot of reasons why you could hate Dana. His disposition, his this, his that. My main thing is you talk too much. When you left, if you would have just been amicable and cool, all right. But you want to put all of your failures on West Virginia and the kids in the state of West Virginia. But now you're down there in Houston, and what are you doing? Oh, losing? They want you out too? So it wasn't about the kids. It's about you, Dana. It's always been about you. Even when you were here at West Virginia, it was about you. Do you remember in 2008 when you canceled the spring game? I can't remember the spring game ever being canceled other than when you were here, other than COVID. Oh, 2018. Oh, that's right. That's right. 2018, you also canceled Fan Day. Who does that? Dana, I don't care about anybody but myself, my Red Bull, and anything else I'm using to cover, have Red Bull cover up for what I do. Okay? Don't play with us, Dana. We know who you are.
Shots, 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 shots.
We are not UTSA. We are not Sam Houston. We are in the Big 12. We are part of the Big 12. And matter of fact, we are in second place in the Big 12. These West Virginia boys are doing just fine without you. So tuck your tail, run, go somewhere. Because Thursday night, we're going to put on you old school, and there are going to be no excuses and nothing you can say. That's why I hate Houston and Dana Holgorsen.
And why I hate Houston is why everybody feels the way they do about Houston. Jeremy talked about it a little bit, but let's be honest. You got the Rockets. You got the Astros. You got the soccer team. You got the women's soccer team. You got all kinds of franchises that matter, but the Cougars do not matter. You don't rate, not even in your own state. Look at it. You got Texas, the big dog, A&M, secondary. You got Baylor. You got Texas Tech. You've got Texas Christian. You've got all of these teams, including Oklahoma, who comes into your own backyard and raids your territory for your players that race ahead of the Houston Cougars. Because nobody cares in your own state, in your own city, like I mentioned already, the Astros, the Rockets, the NWSL, the MLS. There's so many teams that matter more than the Cougars do in your own city. In your own state, you just don't rate. And it's not me saying this. These are just the facts. And there's nothing more hurtful than the facts. Nothing more affecting than the facts. And what we're doing right now is dropping the facts. You don't rate in your own state. You don't rate in your own city. We are the flagship university of the great state of West Virginia. Nothing matters more than the West Virginia Mountaineers. Dana went from the West Virginia Mountaineers to the Houston Cougars. You know what that means, Jeremy? Do you know how the Houston Cougars got their name?
No, I do not.
The Houston Cougars. Go ahead.
I'm ready for it. I'm excited for it. Drop it on me.
The Houston Cougars. Now see, Cougars is generic, right? You hear it and you know it's generic. Who is named the Cougars? Everybody. There's lots of people. People in your own conference named the Cougars. Did you know that Houston got their name from Washington State? They literally stole their name from another university. And not even a big dog. It was Wazoo. And you know how these Mountaineers feel about Washington State after their beef with Pat McAfee. And here it is. You stole your name. Borrowed your name. You co-opted your name from the Washington State Cougars. Which doesn't make any sense. You don't have any Cougars in the city of Houston. We all know that. Now, you might have some on your campus now, but what are they really doing? Nothing. Ain't nobody scared of Houston. Ain't nobody scared of the Fighting Dana Holgorsens. Not at all. And really, to be honest, nobody has any real respect for you.
I mean, they got some Cougars in Texas, but go ahead.
We're not mad at everybody in Texas. This is why we hate. So let's get back to what we're talking about. Jack Goldman on Reddit on Quora, however you say it. Why do so many people hate Houston? Here's why he said, I loved it. But after a fairy tale land part of living there, i.e. me getting another job and moving, I learned to hate it. The people are all kind of dumb and shady. Everybody loves flaunting their wealth, but after seeing the true 1%, they come off as foolish. They host a lot of huge events, but the people are just lame. Now, that's your own peoples talking about Houston. Houston being one of the biggest cities in the state, in the entire United States of America, don't get no respect. It's like Rodney Dangerfield. Don't nobody respect Houston. Don't nobody even think about Houston. Why? Because you don't rate. As a university, the city is great, sure. There's lots to talk about, sure. But you do not live up to the great city of Houston. H-Town, where you at? Ain't nobody talking about the Cougars. Paul Wall, where you at? We love Paul Wall, but we don't love Houston. The Cougars, nah. Let's be honest. Let's be what it is. You guys are G5 to the day I die, no matter what conference you're in. And you're with the big boys now. You finna feel it. I don't love Neil Brown, but he's about to show you what it is, H-Town. Dana's about to get a dose of reality. Real talk, real live, West Virginia by at least 2 touchdowns come Thursday night. Holla at you, boys.
Podcast Network.